matter what, a Japanese official says the Tokyo 2020 Olympics will go on, and that's our first story this Wednesday. I'm Carl Azus for CNN 10. The games are still officially called the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, even though they were postponed last summer because of the coronavirus pandemic. They're now set to begin on July 23rd of this year. But we've told you how there's been some doubt about that because the disease is still spreading, and Olympic organizers have said if the 2020 games don't happen this summer, they'll be canceled altogether. Well, here's what's new. Japan's prime minister says he's determined to hold the summer games in Tokyo this year, and the president of the nation's Olympic organizing committee says that'll happen no matter what's going on with COVID. This is significant because there have been reports that Japanese government officials have privately discussed canceling the games. That government has publicly called those reports categorically untrue. If concerns about this persist, though, the chief financial officer of the U.S. state of Florida says the games could be held there instead. He's reportedly sent a letter saying that to the IOC. He highlighted the fact that Florida has successfully held several major sports events during the pandemic, including the NCAA College Football Championship, the NBA Final, the upcoming Super Bowl. And he mentioned that Disney World is open and operating safely. There are questions about that proposal as well, though, in terms of how the games could be moved, how much it would cost, who would pay for it. For its part, the International Olympic Committee, which is based in Switzerland, has said it's committed to holding the Olympics and Paralympics in Tokyo this summer.
I'm Blake Essig in Tokyo. The Summer Olympic Games are pressing forward with no plan B. Japan's prime minister has extended the state of emergency for Tokyo and 9 other prefectures through March 7th. That's 18 days before the torch relay is set to begin, all in the effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Now, Olympic officials have said that vaccinations will not be a prerequisite for athletes hoping to compete in these games, but there will be rules that they have to follow. Now, those rules will be laid out in a series of playbooks expected to be released as early as tomorrow, explaining how Japan plans to protect the health of athletes, coaches, and others.
I'm Stephen Jiang in Beijing. A team of World Health Organization experts are continuing their closely watched investigation into the origins of the COVID virus in the city of Wuhan, visiting an animal disease control center on Tuesday, indicating they're looking into the possibility the virus made the jump from animals to humans. Although they say the Chinese authorities have been transparent and helpful so far, critics remain unconvinced, with the U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken saying over the weekend that the Chinese government had been falling far short of the mark in terms of allowing access to the sites the experts needed to visit.
10-second trivia. Which of these astronauts participated in NASA's longest spacewalk? Peggy Whitson, Susan Helms, Scott Kelly, or Buzz Aldrin? Susan Helms joined James Voss in a 2001 Space Odyssey lasting 8 hours and 56 minutes. Astronauts Helms and Voss were installing new equipment on the International Space Station. Theirs was one of 234 spacewalks conducted on the most expensive man-made object. NASA calls these missions EVAs, extravehicular activities, and two of them were completed within the past week. NASA astronauts Mike Hopkins and Victor Glover Jr. upgraded some batteries and installed some high-definition cameras on Monday. They were assisted by NASA's Kate Rubins and Japan's Soichi Noguchi, who were operating a robotic arm from inside the space station. The latest spacewalk took 5 hours and 20 minutes, but the astronauts experienced 7 cycles of day and night during that time alone because the space station is orbiting the Earth at 17,500 miles per hour. So lots of quick bright sunlight and quick cold darkness. NASA says the astronauts outside the space station don't feel the extreme cold and heat, but they do have heated gloves to keep their hands from getting too cold. 2 more spacewalks are planned for the weeks ahead. One is related to the station's power supply, and the other will include more upgrades. About 240 miles beneath the ISS, an effort is underway in China to save the golden snub-nosed monkey. This is one of the most endangered primates on Earth. Conservationists say their numbers are dwindling because of habitat loss and hunting. Other animals, like wolves and tigers, try to catch golden snub-nosed monkeys for food. People have also sought these primates for their fur and meat. But some Chinese wildlife officials have been able to breed the monkeys in captivity, and community programs near their natural habitat are helping as well.
This Chinese national treasure is more endangered than the panda. its lichen-covered forest home at risk. Known as the Wild Men of the Mountains, the Yunnan Golden Monkeys, or Black Snub-Nosed Monkeys, are fighting for survival. In the high-altitude woodlands of southwest China's Yunnan province, they're hanging on for dear life, and conservation groups say only a few thousand are left in the wild.
村民靠山吃山，他们在以前旧时代的时候，他们经常会上山打猎啊，然后采集啊，然后砍伐呀等等。
Almost 100 monkeys are killed by hunters every year in the region, according to the Nature Conservancy. But as part of a forest monitoring campaign, Xu Hao trains local villagers to patrol the monkeys' habitat and look for old wire traps.
这里有个猎套，你们看啊，这个就是钢丝扣，然后村民就是把它装在树上，然后动物就是如果走着进去的话，它就会被抓住。
His team has installed over 100 infrared cameras in the forest to monitor the monkeys and some of their inquisitive neighbors, like the red panda, the Asiatic black bear, and the yellow-throated marten. Protecting the astonishing biodiversity of this region is the goal of the Nature Conservancy, which has been working with local villagers for the past 20 years alongside government agencies and other partners. In 2019, this conservation coalition established a protection network for the monkeys, stretching across nearly 2,700 square miles. Their work includes supporting local communities to create alternative livelihoods to hunting and logging, like selling handicrafts and training them in forest monitoring.
当地的老百姓能够认识到这个保护滇金丝猴、保护野史森林的一个重要性，村里面也越来越多的这个村民，他加入到我们的这个巡护员的行列。每次上山都看到猴群，要是像老一辈人的话，那样的捕猎的话，就几乎就是再过几代人的话，就看不到金丝猴了嘛，所以就这样保护起来特别好。
Ensuring the monkey's survival for future generations hangs in the balance for all the residents of the region.
We need to consider the development of the local area, the community, but at the meantime, we need to consider the conservation of the monkeys, and hopefully we can make sure the people and the monkey can thrive at the same time.
Proving the proverb, it takes a village, golden monkey populations in the region are finally increasing, says Li Peng. He says Lao Junshan area now has around 300 golden monkeys, and the total number across Yunnan and Tibet is around 3,000.
Hopefully the number will grow even more in the future. This monkey is like a flagship species in the area, one of the only kind of animals living in this high altitude. So the existence of this species is kind of important and critical to the whole world.
The tallest chimney in Europe is at a power station in Slovenia. It stretches more than 1,180 feet into the sky, and after weeks of preparations, with holds fastened to the tower specifically for them, two athletes decided to try to free climb it last fall. Speaking of fall, there were some. Thankfully, they had ropes. And after 7 hours and 32 minutes of climbing, they reached the top of the world's tallest artificial multi-pitch route. If the fear of heights is at the height of fear it seems, why not try to climb a chimney just to let off some steam? It takes power to ascend a tower up in the clouds. You've got to vent your fear. Don't give it rise, just funnel it out. You've got to take it one hold at a time like climbing a ladder. You've got to make up your mind to put your mind over the matter. And if the words don't look down, cloud up your head and start to pound it, remember, it takes Santa's chimney magic just to come down it. Woo! These pun raps are a tall order. You know it's not? Shouting out schools like Battle Creek High. It is located in Battle Creek, Nebraska. Thank you for your subscription and comment at youtube.com/CNN10. I'm Carl Azus.